71 years and worth the wait for Cubs fans. Wrigley Field, the site of a Fall Classic game for the first time since 1945. The Indians and Cubs deadlocked at one win apiece. Terry Francona continues his pursuit of his third World Series ring. Let's pick it up. Top five Indians have a threat.
3-2. Hard hit. Baez. Russell. Double play. Inning over. Still scoreless halfway through game number three. So here's Miller on in the fifth inning. No score in this game. The Cubs with a runner in scoring position and Jorge Soler out at second base. Swung on. There's a line drive to right. Right there is Chisenhall, makes the catch, and the side is retired.
A strikeout starts the frame. That's two out. And back-to-back strikeouts for Andrew Miller with Rizzo coming up. Strikes out the side here in the sixth inning. So this is scoreless going into the seventh inning. Go ahead, run it second, one out. That will get away, and over to third goes Martinez. Throw down to third, safe. On ball four to Rajay Davis. First and third, one out. And Miller walks back to the dugout. This was close. And the hand on the bag before the tag. Coco Crisp will come off the bench and pinch it. First and third, Crisp. That's into right. It's a base hit. Martinez will come to the plate and score. Throw to third in time. Two out. In a 1-0 game, Indians on top. Coco Crisp delivers off the bench. And the first run of the night belongs to Cleveland.
Cubs batting in the seventh. Base is empty. Tribe up 1-0. Here's Jorge Soler. The 1-1. Swung on. Hit high. Fairly deep to right. Toward the line. Chisenhall. Near the wall. Jumps in. He didn't make the catch. And it's a fair ball. It ricochets into the corner. On his way to third base with a triple is Soler. Between the foul line and that wall, he couldn't make the leaping grab. And then the ball ricocheted off that wall and into the corner. And a two-out triple for Soler. And now Javi Baez, the batter. Baez swings, grounds one to short. His good buddy Lindor has it, inning over. Well, here we go. It's the bottom of the ninth inning at historic Wrigley Field. Cody Allen trying to nail down a four-out save. Runner at second, two down in the ninth, 1-0 Indians. And Hayward swings, bounces one toward first. Napoli kicks off him. He recovers it. Holding at third is Coughlin, as Javi Baez will be the batter. This game should be over. Now the 2-2. Swing and a miss! Ball game! He got him with a high heater! And Cody Allen has struck out Javier Baez to end it in the ninth with Cubs at second and third.
The Indians earn a 1-0 win as they take a 2-1 series lead. They become the first team ever with five shutouts in a single postseason. Conversely, the Cubs have been shut out four times this postseason, tied with the 1905 Phillies for the most in history. Andrew Miller has now thrown 15 scoreless innings in relief this postseason, eclipsing the mark of 14 and a third by Goose Gossage in the 1981 postseason for the most all time. This is the first World Series game to end in a 1-0 score since 2005, when the White Sox defeated the Astros to claim the World Series in four games. For more on the Indians' Game 3 1-0 victory, here's Jeff Nelson from Wrigley Field.
The Cleveland Indians shut out the Chicago Cubs for the second time in the World Series. All started with Josh Tomlin, 4 2/3, giving up two hits, zero runs, and then handing it over to that nasty Cleveland bullpen. Miller comes in an inning and a third, striking out three. Then he hands it over to Shaw, an inning and 2/3, and then Cody Allen, an inning and a third, three strikeouts, getting his sixth save of the postseason. The Cleveland Indians take Game 3, 1-0.
In suffering their fourth shutout loss of the postseason, the Cubs' offense continues to be feast or famine. Manager Joe Maddon knows the offense will have to find some consistency moving forward.
They did their thing. They all came in pitched. I liked a lot of the matchups late. We just, like I said, from our perspective, we got out of the zone way too much. We got to get our strike zone organized again for tomorrow night's game. I thought our guys were ready to play tonight. They had a good vibe about them. We just failed to stay within our strike zones. It's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to actually do it. There's a lot going on out there. Our guys have done a wonderful job all year. We'll learn from tonight and come back and be ready to play tomorrow. We're in the same situation versus the Dodgers a couple days ago. So I know that's not really going to bother our players too much.
Kyle Hendricks turned in 4 1/3 innings of scoreless ball, striking out 6, but the right-hander was not quite as dominant at Wrigley Field on Friday as he had been all season. He spoke about his effort in Game 3.
It felt pretty good. You know, honestly, it felt a lot like the other postseason games we've been in this year. I've been able to do a pretty good job of that, which I've been excited about, you know, just keeping my emotions in check. Even today, in that first inning, you know, getting through that, like all the jams really early in the game. I knew I was going to have to just keep us as close as I could since I didn't have my stuff. So, yeah, I was glad I was able to control the emotions and make as good pitches as I could.
Kyle Schwarber popped out in a pinch-hitting appearance late in the game, his only plate appearance of the night, and the Cubs could have certainly used the slugger's bat as they suffered a 1-0 loss.
I mean, he's a good pitcher. I mean, he's going to move the ball around. He's going to dump some things in there, and then he's going to try to expand, make a chase. So, you know, good pitcher. He was on today. You know, like I said, we can't put much thought into it. We're just going to move on to the next day.
It was a big moment for Javier Baez in the ninth with the tying and winning runs in scoring position with two outs. But the co-MVP of the NLCS came up short as he had the game-ending strikeout against Cody Allen.
Just to hit a fastball. I mean, they've been throwing me fastball all night. I just keep chasing out of the sun and you know, didn't make my adjustments today. You know, at the last pitch, I tried to cover fastball and curve at the same time. And, you know, it's not a good plan because you can't cover two pitches. You just got to react to it. And, you know, I try to hit the ball before he was pitched.